call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. You will note in today's email for the voicemail, I've changed the image. I used a piece of clip art from that I got, about a guy with a broken heart. He goes, well, that definitely describes me. But I'm going to change it after all these years to an image that's not quite clip art. It was taken by our eldest child. She did some tweaking to it, and I've done a tiny bit more by adding a link to a website, kozlowski.org/promise. I was thinking about it, and I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to use this. The image has changed, but I also described in detail in an email to my wife, but I described a bit about the idea of taking that image and having it printed on a postcard and use it to send to a variety of places, notably, obviously, my family. But perhaps other places. So when you have that card, unlike a letter, that image is open and very public. It's easily seen, and the link to the website is just right there in front of your face. So I will probably plan on getting a stack of cards printed. I guess it'll be next week, start using them to send out. I've also pondered the idea of using them as leaflets, but we'll see. Point behind this, obviously, is I'm not giving up. I've said for years, I'm a brokenhearted old man basking in the grace of the Lord. And what does the Lord say? Don't give up. And that also, I'll leave the link in the email because it's reminded me so often about a video that we saw years ago from the Donut Man. And when the Donut Man was talking with a little girl about, you didn't give up. Well, I'm not giving up. And I'll send you the link to the video, so you can have a reminder of it because it's available on YouTube now. You may recall, and I was trying to think. I didn't try to do any research, but I remember it was at the church in High Point we went to see. I think it was the Wesleyan Church, I believe, that he showed up at, and I took. I don't know if it was just Eric Lee and Jack. I think it was Eric Lee and Jack. And if I recall correctly, my wife was at home with a baby, and I assume it was Tirza. I think that's right. I could, it's been a while. But one of the things I did appreciate about Evans, I think is his name. Thing I appreciated about him, unlike the other guy who was popular, really popular at the time, even more so, Salty, the singing songbook, the Donut Man was a little more, well, a little less sensational. I felt a little more real. And obviously, I felt that when we saw him that one time. Although, sometime later, he decided to become a Roman Catholic. So he apparently remains a Roman Catholic today, but he's still, he's a couple years older than I am, but apparently he still performs a bit, so which, you know, is encouraging. The you know, the other irony is we were supposed to do Big Frog Mountain tomorrow. We said, okay, no, it's not going to be right. And now I'm looking at the weather. It was supposed to be rainy, a little bit rainy. Then yesterday it said, okay, it's just going to be cloudy. And now, completely overcast. Now it's going to be just mostly cloudy. But we decided, no, we're not going to do it, simply because you go to the top of a mountain, you want to have a view. And when it's cloudy, yeah. So the rest of the week is only partly cloudy, except next Saturday it rains again. So it looks like it may be 2 weeks from tomorrow. Oh, we'll see. But, you know, maybe that will give me time to start sending out some postcards beforehand. Because the plan is, after we do Big Frog Mountain, to one day after that, show up in North Carolina. I would like to have a planned visit to see my kids. Otherwise, as I said, I'll be at Seven Oaks knocking at the door. Because I'm in love with my kids. And beyond anyone else, including my kids, I'm in love with my wife, Dorothy Jane, my lady. I love you.